Hey, it's Ari, and before we get to the episode, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is BookNotes. So you've got a stack growing on your nightstand of books that you never quite seem to find the time to read. I get it. I've got four kids and quite a few pets. There's very little time to actually read the books that I want to read. With BookNotes, you can read or listen to 15-minute summaries of all the books you want to read for a fraction of what you'd pay to, well, continue building that book pile of shame. BookNotes is all the important stuff from your favorite titles, a fraction of the time and cost, zero nightstand shame or clutter. So if you're looking to better yourself in 2020, BookNotes makes it easy and possible. Learn from some of the most successful leaders, entrepreneurs, doctors, or relationship experts in any field. Read or listen to over 100 titles for less than $100. That's over 20 times less expensive than buying the actual books. Start your free trial of BookNotes, available on iOS and Android now.
Let's doing.com. I think that it's time for your inner entrepreneur to come out and shine. Working with no limits, you know you're unstoppable. Flexibility and freedom, showing you that anything's possible. Plan, execute, and get it done. No stress, we have overwhelmology 101. Let'sdoing.com, my go-getters, make some noise. It's time to optimize, automate, and outsource. Woo!
Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. This is episode 406, where I want to talk about 10 tasks that you should delegate. And of course, I'm your host, Ari Mizell. Now, this comes from a blog post on the Stackfield website. Now, Stackfield is a sort of Slack alternative in some ways. And on their blog, they did this post called 10 Tasks You Should Delegate. And I have to say, they did a really great job. So what I want to do is sort of reiterate what they said, giving them full credit for this, and just give my thoughts and comments. So the first one that they say that you should delegate is tiny, simple tasks you may even like. So this is a great point. A lot of times we'll do things because, oh, it'll only take me a minute. But the problem is that there's two things. One is that the things that just take you a minute take minutes away from your time, and those minutes can be precious. The other thing is that a lot of times we'll say something might take a minute, but we don't get to it for a long time. So there's a big difference between how long it takes to do something versus how long it takes to get it done. So if I say it's just going to take me a minute, but I take 4 days to get to it, how long did it really take? And what is the opportunity cost of somebody else being able to do their work that I've now held them up from doing? The second one is tedious tasks that require little skill. So things like copying and pasting data from an email marketing tool to a CRM. These are definitely things that you want to delegate. And quite honestly, they're things that you should try to automate whenever possible. We never want to give easily automatable work to a human being just because it's easier. Because if you do that, you are in essence dehumanizing them. And no one's going to feel empowered in that kind of situation. So the tedious tasks that require little skill is definitely something that we should be outsourcing or delegating. Three, and this is one that I think is a great one, tasks someone can learn from. Okay, so just because you're good at it, maybe even better at it, in this case, you probably are better at it, and you can do it quickly, if it's an opportunity for somebody to learn, then you want to let them do it. Now, I love that they put this one in here because a lot of times when people delegate, they're doing it as almost a knee-jerk reaction, like, oh, I don't want to deal with this thing, so I'm going to have somebody else do it. Or even worse, which is I'm delegating simply because I can. You want to empower the people that you delegate to. It's a big difference between leadership and management. We don't want managers. We want leaders. We want you to be able to give somebody a task that they feel ownership over, that they feel empowered by, and they feel engaged with so that they can actually do the work and get it done. So tasks that someone can learn from, you're going to give them a greater skill set. They're going to feel really good about it. And they might make some mistakes along the way, but they'll be able to learn from it even further. Number four is tasks you're not good at that others can do better. Now, this one's an obvious one, in my opinion. However, so many entrepreneurs fall into a trap of doing the thing where they wear all the hats and they end up doing things that they're really bad at that don't help the business and that take away from their ability to do other much more important things. So tasks that you're not good at that others can do better, that's an obvious one. Five, time-consuming tasks. This is a tricky one. I agree with this, but this is a tricky one because what do you define as time consuming, basically? right? So for me, if it's a task that's going to take me more than 15 minutes, that's usually the cutoff point where I start to think about if I could delegate or outsource it. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't do things that take longer than 15 minutes, but it's the 15-minute mark on a new kind of task that I'll usually start to think, huh, maybe I should be having someone else do this. So for you, that could be an hour. If for some people, it could be 5 minutes. But if something is too time consuming, that's a key point there. It's consuming your time, then you want to give it away. Interesting and fun tasks. This goes along, this is number six. This goes along with the things that people can learn from. Just because it's interesting and exciting doesn't mean you shouldn't give it up. You want to give people the opportunity because you don't want to simply be delegating things that suck, right? You don't want people working on things all the time that you've delegated that they don't like doing, that are annoying to them, that are tedious. You want to give up some of the interesting and fun tasks so that people can see that it's possible. Seven, tasks that drain you out of your passion. So this is a key one. This is not saying necessarily that it takes you away from your passion, but that drain you out of your passion. So if you're taking on a task that takes much longer than it used to, or if you've been working on it so many times that you can't stand it any longer, that's something that you should be delegating. Because if you start to hate the task, that's not an automatic signal for most people to stop doing it, unfortunately. But if you start to hate the task, you have to see that that will breed negativity in the other work that you do, and you need to get that off your lap right away. Number eight is routine or recurring tasks. Now, I would argue that this is not something that should be delegated. Anything that is routine or recurring really needs to be automated as much as possible. And the thing is that we can automate so much now that we couldn't weeks ago even, that we really need to be looking at automation here. And you certainly shouldn't be doing those routine and recurring tasks. If you find yourself using the word every, so every time a customer signs up, every time we send out a proposal, every time we fire somebody, the word every should be a trigger for you that you need to look at some sort of automation because it's clearly a recurring task. Number nine is tasks in areas with often changing regulations. I love this one too. So it's not your job as, a great example of this is bookkeeping, right? One of the things that you pay a bookkeeper or a CPA to do is be aware of all the changes in the tax code. It would not behoove you, nor would it be a good use of your time to know all the changes in the tax code every year. You're offering somebody else the opportunity to work on things for you that already has that in their purview and in their responsibilities. So if something is an area where there's changing regulations, usually you want to have somebody that is an expert in that field and is already staying on top of those changes. And number 10 is tasks that are not your responsibility. So I'm just going to say what they said here, which is probably most of us have worked on a task that was actually not in our area of responsibility. But why would we do something, or why would somebody do that? Quite simply because the task was more fun than what's on our own agenda. Caught conducting interesting research, something creative, writing a program using brand new technology. It's a never-ending list. It could have worked if it wasn't for the tasks that really need to be done by you urgently. So however difficult it may sound, everything that doesn't require your personal involvement or expertise should be delegated to the person responsible. So this is a great list from Stackfield from their website. It's something that should be food for thought for you to think about some of the things that you should be delegating on a regular basis. And there's probably a few more that are not on the list, but that is a pretty comprehensive list. And I have to say again, my favorite one is tasks that people can learn from. Give people in your organization the opportunity to learn, to step up, to feel empowered, and it will come back to you in multiples. So what happens next, you may be asking? Well, whenever you're ready, here are four ways I can help you grow your business and get back your time. One, join our free Facebook group, The Replaceable Founder. The second is to get our free Replaceable Founder mini course. The third one is to come to our next one-day Replaceable Founder workshop in New York City. And lastly, you could apply to my Less Doing Leaders program. Simply send an email to oao@lessdoing.com, and through the magic of automation and some very smart beings, we'll get you going in the right lane on the road to replaceability. If you're interested in checking out our sponsor for the episode, Book Notes, make sure to go to booknotes.page.link/lessdoing, and you can find that link in the show notes of this episode. Enjoy.